Each person is conscious. Each person has a self. Each person is certain of being alive. With these raw ingredients, Vedanta declares, anyone can come up with first-hand knowledge of anything, no matter how deep the mystery appears. Then why haven't we? Perhaps it's because we don't contact the deepest part of ourselves, which the rishis call Atman. The closest equivalent word in English is soul. Soul and Atman are a spark of the divine, the invisible component that brings God's presence into flesh and blood. The biggest difference between them is that in Vedanta the soul isn't separate from God. There is unity between that which is human and that which is divine. Awareness of this unity is the necessary step that makes reality dawn. To say, I am God, comes naturally with Atman. It's much less natural for us. Years ago, I had a friend who was capable of intense spiritual experiences, like leaving his body and seeing white light in his heart. Or so he said. I told him that personally, I didn't have such experiences. Neither do I, he replied. I have them impersonally. He gave me insight at that moment, because something eternal, boundless, and unchanging cannot be personal. Out of habit, we say, my soul, but that's misleading. The soul doesn't belong to me the way my house does, as a possession. It doesn't belong to me like my personality or my memories, because senility and mental disorder can disable the brain and take away both. Death isn't about what I possess, but about what I can become. Today I see myself a child of time, but I may become a child of eternity. I see my place here on earth, but I may be on a journey to the universe. Our fault is not that we fear death, but that we don't respect it as a miracle. The most profound subjects, love, truth, compassion, birth and death, are equal. They belong to our destiny, but also to our present life. Ultimately, the goal of this audiobook is to bring death into the present and thereby make it equal to love. To that end, I will continue to introduce the story of Savitri, a woman who sought to use love to outwit death, as an interlude in our discussion of the afterlife. In the fullness of love, there is a secret that she learned and we must relearn. Tagore hints at it quite beautifully in the following poem. What will you give? What will you give when death knocks at your door? The fullness of my life. The sweet wine of autumn days and summer nights. My little hoard gleaned through the years. And hours rich with living. These will be my gift when death knocks at my door.